Live, the toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you this evening, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're also inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. We give them to you. The site actually allows you to control the content. So if you find something online you think's interesting and you would like other listeners to see it, perhaps share it, you can go and submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will then appear in the upcoming stories queue where others can vote whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on things as well. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. Many more people see them, talk about them, share them, and we'll see them, more likely, and talk about them on the air, perhaps. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. It's all free. Again, freetalklive.com. For those of you just tuning in, we are sharing with you the 10 reasons, according to Jonathan Turley, who I believe is involved with George Mason University, if I'm not mistaken. The name sounds very familiar. And
I thought he was one of those guys that used to work for the Reagan administration. That's the name that sounds familiar. I don't know.
But right now, he's going down, running down the list of the 10 reasons the U.S. is no longer the land of the free, and comparing them, these reasons, to similar policies in other countries. So, for instance, the first one he starts out with is the fact that the National Defense Authorization Act has completely authorized something that has been going on, and that is the assassination of so-called American citizens around the world, and now, even in this country, it's allowed.
He's currently professor of law at George Washington University.
Washington. Okay. Yeah. So then pointing out that particular assassination policy, it pretty much is the same as Nigeria, Iran, and Syria. So just kind of giving you an idea of exactly how unfree these things are, just how not so free the U.S. actually is.
He apparently is, neither one of the things that you and I have talked about is correct.
Next point, indefinite detention. Under the law signed last month, terrorism suspects are to be held by the military. The president also has the authority to indefinitely detain citizens accused of terrorism. While the administration claims this provision only codified existing law, experts widely contest this view, and the administration has opposed efforts to challenge such authority in federal courts. The government continues to claim the right to strip citizens of legal protections based on its sole discretion. China recently codified a more limited detention law for its citizens. That's right. It's more limited in China than it is here, while countries such as Cambodia have been singled out by the United States for prolonged detention. So now, into the ranks of the Cambodian jungle, goes the United States federal government's policy. Lovely.
It's really disturbing, the idea that they would just claim that they can lock you up indefinitely without a trial here in the United States. Yeah. And frankly, a lot of Americans cheer this on.
Well, it's because they believe they're law-abiding citizens, and the government would never come after them.
Well, apparently, the people that they're locking up are law-abiding citizens, too, because
they haven't been convicted of breaking the law.
They haven't been convicted of not abiding by any laws.
Arbitrary justice. Next point. The president now decides whether a person will receive a trial in the federal courts or in military tribunals, a system that has been ridiculed around the world for lacking basic due process protections. Bush claimed this authority in 2001, and Obama has continued the practice. Oh, and by the way, Egypt and China have been denounced for maintaining separate military justice systems for selected defendants, including civilians. How about warrantless searches? The president may now order warrantless surveillance, including a new capability to force companies and organizations to turn over information on citizens' finances, communications, and associations. Bush acquired this sweeping power under the Patriot Act in 2001, and 10 years later, Obama extended that power, including searches of everything from business documents to library records. The government can use what are called national security letters. We've talked about these in the past. They're secret. They demand without probable cause that organizations turn over information on citizens, and further order those organizations to not reveal the disclosure to the affected party. Meaning, if one of these national security letters is given to one of your business associates or the local library or whoever it is you're doing business with, they can't tell you by threat of felony charges or whatever, threat of conspiracy, who knows what they'll charge him with, but they're threatened with criminal sanction if they even reveal to you that they've been told to turn over information about you. They can't talk to anyone about it, if I recall correctly.
That's correct.
Oh, by the way, Saudi Arabia.
Able to call their lawyer, but
Saudi Arabia and Pakistan operate under laws that allow the government to engage in widespread discretionary surveillance. How about secret evidence? The government now routinely uses secret evidence to detain individuals and employs secret evidence in federal and military courts.
Yeah, this really disturbs me, that they can bring charges with evidence that they supposedly have, and then it's not, you know, as far as I can tell, I don't even know that who it appears in front of.
Probably the judge. And that'll be it.
I mean, the grand jury? Can you imagine them showing the secret evidence to the grand jury? Maybe. I don't know.
Let's get back into this in a moment. Scott has some thoughts in Ithaca, New York, listening to WNYY. Hey, Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
Now, you know, we all have differing opinions, and we all have, you know, you may not be in the same piece of paper as me all the time and vice versa. But, you know, all the things that you're listing, you know, they can be very dramatic and very, you know, disturbing kind of things. But my example is kind of less dramatic but very disturbing in a way, because I'm a federal candidate. I'm actually a Democrat who's running as an independent because the Democratic Party doesn't want to have anything to do with me, because I happen to be a kind of a mix of progressive, libertarian, and a lot of mishmash of a lot of stuff.
Yeah, the political parties don't like anybody that breaks ranks. I mean, if you break ranks like Ron Paul does, then you're on the outs, so... That makes sense that they're doing it to you.
Yeah, a little tidbit about Ron Paul, by the way. It'll never see the light of day. Ron Paul proposed I'm getting off track, but Ron Paul proposed a $3,000 tax cut for middle school and elementary school teachers, which never saw the light of day, never got any co-sponsors, because it was too progressive and too democratic for anybody else to support it. And if he brought it up, all the Republicans would attack him, you know, just... But anyway, that's another story.
All right, so tell me more. What were you going to say?
I can't even be a caller. I'm talking a caller to any progressive talk shows anymore, because they will hang up on me. Today was a good example of something that they would never want surfacing. You know, they talk about... They rant about how the Republicans are so bad and this and that, and maybe they have some points about certain things.
Sure.
But the American Crystal Sugar Growers Company has locked out their workers, and so, you know, there's all these big bad boys. But the person I'm running against is actually taking PAC money. She's a Democrat. She's taking PAC money from the American Crystal Sugar Workers. So there's all those little tidbits that they don't want on the air. And my general point is that they, you know, the liberal media has gone so far as to lock out even just First Amendment rights.
You know, I wouldn't say that there's. I would say that would be just as likely to happen if you were a Republican running against a Republican that was taking PAC money, and there's lots of them doing that too. This is politics as usual in Washington,
yeah.
It would seem to me.
And while you may have a legitimate...
I think the impression that, you know, it's an open, you know, First Amendment rights are always, you know, talked about on both sides, you know, both sides of the spectrum, you know, both like you should be able to say anything, anywhere, anytime. Fire in the movie theater, the whole thing. And obviously that's not the case.
Right,
but
because of private property.
Right to be able to call in and voice your opinion.
Well, but that's just it. And that's where I think you have a legitimate critique of talk shows and how phones are screened and how they try to keep dissenting opinions out from a lot of these shows, or, you know, they're very, very sculpted.
You guys don't do that as much. I mean,
no,
guys,
we don't. We don't do it at all.
I don't agree with you, but...
We don't do it at all. Anybody that calls this program is going to get on the air.
Well, if they...
Yeah, unless somebody's a raving maniac and using swear words and all kinds of other stuff.
Well, we don't know
stay long.
Right. We don't know if they're going to use a swear word on the air, so we let anybody on the air, and that's why we have a dump machine to, you know, to stop anybody from swearing. That's just because we have to protect our stations from the unfortunate existence of the FCC. But anybody will get on the show. I think you have a legitimate critique of talk radio and the screening process and how these hosts don't want to be really challenged by anyone. But on the other hand, it's not legitimate what you're saying about the First Amendment, because these are essentially private talk shows. Like, it's their phone lines. They get to decide who comes on and who doesn't. I agree with you. It makes them look like a bunch of little tyrants. But
yeah,
you don't have the
exactly
right to
what
say
you said.
That.
I was told I'm in charge, I'm in control, and we don't need anybody, and I won't use the word if, you know, S-H-I whatever, all over everything. That's what they told me.
Hey, you know, if they're on, you know, what they're getting you for is breaking orthodoxy, and of course on Free Talk Live we expect everybody to break orthodoxy.
Scott, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight.
Keep doing it, man.
I appreciate hearing from you. It is essentially, it's not really a First Amendment issue, because they have the ability to have their shows be whatever they want them to be. And if they want to be their little fiefdoms, then that's their business. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Quietus contains homeopathic ingredients traditionally used to provide relief.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing? That hissing?
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly. Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus.
I couldn't believe it. No more ringing in the ears. No more hissing sound.
Quiet relief so I can work.
No more ringing. No more loud fans.
And I sleep like a baby.
If you're suffering from tinnitus, I urge you to try Quietus.
After trying Quietus, the ringing stopped and I felt like I got my life back.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3379. That's 1-800-713-3379. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-713-3379. That's 1-800-713-3379.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. And here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
I want to invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. We have a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. And it's all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for precious metals, whether it's gold or silver, whether it's for a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency, whatever your reasons might be, check out gold.freetalklive.com. Yeah, it makes it easy. It's an easy way to do some price comparisons, which is very important when dealing with some of these large purveyors of precious metals. At least that's my experience. Also, you'll be helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, back to the phones and the fun. We talked to Brian listening in Maryland. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How are you tonight?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to call and let you know about the, I don't know if you guys have talked about it tonight, but I went down to the Veterans for Ron Paul March.
Oh, great. I had asked at the very beginning of the show if anybody had had attended. So I saw the footage from the beginning where everyone was crowded around a stage and there were several different speakers. It looked like a few to several hundred attendees at that time. There were over 2,000 people at one point watching on Ustream. So tell me about your experience.
Well, about the numbers, after we did the march and came back to the stage area, and Adam Kokesh said that there was about 400 people that were in the formation for the march, and that was just including veterans and active duty. And there was, I don't know, I'd probably estimate there was probably another 100 or 200 people that weren't in the march. So,
of the 400 people, of the veterans in active duty, how many were wearing military uniforms?
There were a few people wearing full uniforms, but most of the people were wearing bits and pieces, like I was wearing a hat and boots, but...
And are you active or former?
No, I'm a veteran.
Gotcha. So you weren't afraid.
Do you have any kind of stuff that you get from the government that they might take away from you?
No, I'm not really in fear of exposure like that. But
yeah, I think most veterans probably don't. Probably don't get anything really from the government. They're not getting disabilities, which I can't imagine them being able to take away anyway. They're not using the GI Bill or have already used the GI Bill, and they aren't getting some kind of pension because they didn't go the whole 20 years.
Well, I'm waiting for my I did 12 years, and I'm waiting for my disability. I've been waiting for 14 months since I got out, but that's
wow.
The efficiency of VA there.
I guess so. So you weren't afraid then of the feds, the military issuing that threat prior to this march happening today that said that if you're a veteran that you will not be allowed to wear a uniform in public?
Well, no, it wasn't applicable to me since I'm out. But
they were saying if you were retired, you wouldn't be able to.
Well, I'm not retired either. I'm just a regular separated person, so I can wear my uniform pretty much wherever I wish.
I see. So if you leave before 20 years, then you're not considered retired if you just leave on good terms from the military?
Yeah, that's right. I see. You can get retired medically also before 20 years, but if you're retired, it's interesting because you're still kind of subject to the UCMJ, so that's how they can get you. I think it would be pretty crazy if they actually followed through on that, but, that's the threat, right?
Right.
So there were a lot of speeches. It seemed like the crowd was pretty excited to be there that day. Today, it was earlier today. It started at noon at the Washington Monument. There was a stage and amplified sound and a lot. I guess that went on for what, a good hour. When did you guys finally hit the road and do the march?
Well, like you said, the speeches and stuff started at noon, and we hit the road for the march at 2:00.
So you had 400 former and current military members actually marching in formation, isn't that right? I mean, that's a much more noticeable kind of a march. It's really unusual to see something like that happening as opposed to just kind of a random group of people walking down the street.
It was quite noticeable. I don't know if you're familiar too much with D.C., but we started on Constitution Avenue, which is kind of runs alongside the White House, and marched down the street and turned left on Pennsylvania and stopped in front of the White House. And at that point, we did an about face, as the military calls it. And the symbology there was to turn our backs on the White House and the president.
And, oh, yeah, that really upset some people on Saturday night. They really... Oh,
that's the commander of the chief.
Right.
Well, yeah, right. Well, everybody there was happy to do it, so... at that point, we did the about face, and we did a hand salute for 1 second for every active duty member who has committed suicide since Obama took office.
Did your arm get tired?
My arm got very tired because it was over 8 minutes.
Yeah. 1 second. What, you know, you held it for 1 second for every person who's committed suicide since Obama's taken office. Is that right?
That's right.
Every veteran, I should say. It's crazy.
Right. Well, no, that actually
duty.
Wasn't including veterans. That's
yeah.
Only
you know what? I'll bet you veterans are even higher.
Oh, I'm sure it is. It's just that, you know, well, for one thing, it's hard to hold your arm up for that long
sure.
to account for all the veterans, too. And I think it's a little bit harder to get those numbers.
Yeah.
But
I mean, how would you even get those numbers?
You would have to have cooperation with the VA. And
they're not interested.
No, they're not interested. And even if they were, I'm sure they would not really have the right numbers in it.
So you marched down, you did the about face, you held the salute for a long time. You also had a moment of silence, right, for everybody that's perished in this war?
Yeah, that's right. After the hand salute was rendered, we went to parade rest, and there's a marching order that's given of let us pray. So that's kind of you stand there at ease a little bit and put your head down, and this is typically where like the chaplain will say a prayer or something.
Really?
In this case, it was,
there's an order called let us pray.
Yeah, there is.
Now
it's generally for invocations or whatever, but
I get it. I mean, I can see why it would be useful and stuff like that. It just doesn't make much sense that you know, in a country where you have the right to, you know, whatever religion you want, and I would assume that means the lack of a religion too, that they could order soldiers who may be atheists to pray.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I guess it's an old tradition or whatever, but
yeah.
Well, and by the way, atheists are less than welcome in many circles in the military. I mean, it's not easy.
I've heard the Air Force Academy is rather evangelical.
Yeah, they've had a lot of problems there and scandals about things like that.
So tell me one thing. I was looking at the chat room during, because this one, it was on Ustream. They got the little chat room spinning by their Ustream channel there. And again, there were 2,000 people at one point watching this on Ustream, which made it the number two video on Ustream.
That's what I heard.
And there were people that were obviously wondering if the mainstream media came out to cover this at all, and they were calling CNN, I guess figuring they could badger them into it or something like that. There seemed to be a coordinated calling campaign going on, calling CNN, Fox, and other major news media. Did you see any news media cameras out there covering this?
Well, I didn't see CNN or MSNBC or Fox or anything, but I did see RT, and I was actually interviewed by RT, and a clip of me was actually put on the air.
One thing you can count on is Russia Today, man. They're out there doing stuff. Hey, if you want to tell us more about it, I'd be interested in hearing. Hang on, Brian Moore, with you in a moment here at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Tonight, it's Ian
and Mark,
1-855-450-FREE. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you'll find live streams, broadband, and dial-up flavors. Oh, wait, also the new mid-band flavor as well. So 3 different versions of the stream are now available for you. And they air the latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times, 24/7, around the clock. Plus, you can get the list of the over 100 radio stations that air the show throughout the week, various different times. Our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, 2 channels up on XM, as well as our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to get Free Talk Live in your ears.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting, or survival gear, manventureoutpost.com's got everything you need. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. Lots of people are looking for really great deals on ammunition, and ManVentureOutpost.com is a great place for the outdoors person to get what they need. They're family-owned, member in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. It's very important when you're ordering online. Some prices, in fact, are so low that they can't be mentioned on the air. That's really where they excel, is pricing at ManVentureOutpost.com. Fast shipping, too. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
We continue with Brian listening in Maryland. Brian, you went to the protest, the march today that started at the Washington Monument at noon. There was a lot of speechifying. People then marched down to the White House where 400 active and former military did an about-face to turn away symbolically from the federal government's administration. And by the way, I expect you would have done the same thing had this march happened in, say, 2007 when George Bush was in office.
I would have done the same thing if I would have been here.
Excellent. So you did that. You held a salute for approximately 8 minutes, 1 second for every individual who has killed themselves while still serving. Correct?
Unfortunately, yes.
Right, so that didn't include all the people that have killed themselves as veterans, which would have meant that you would be holding that salute for much longer. You held a moment of silence, a short prayer, and then headed back toward where it started?
Yeah, that's right. And just a quick note on the moment of silence. That was also for 1 second for every, I believe it was combat and suicide deaths since Obama took office. I could be wrong on that, but that lasted over 12 minutes.
Wow.
Wow.
So it was, if you could imagine just standing there being still for 12 minutes, it's a long time.
It's a long time. And, 1 minute's a long time.
It's a lot of being still, you know.
You're counting seconds, no doubt about it. So you went back up to the stage area, the staging area, and then were there, like, closing speeches, or what happened then? And I know there was an after party. Tell me more.
Yeah, there were some closing speeches that anybody who desired to had the opportunity to get up on stage and say their
cool.
piece. There was a big banner that was made with Ron Paul's picture in his Air Force uniform with the flag, and all the veterans and troops that marched were asked to sign that, and that and an American flag, and that's going to be forwarded to Dr. Paul himself, so as a gift, I guess.
Neat. It sounds like it was a really successful day. Do you feel like it was worth your while?
Oh, absolutely. It was one of the best times I've had recently.
So did you, I've always said that I think protests and marches are good social occasions. Did you make some new connections, meet some interesting new faces while you were there?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually met a guy on the Daily Paul website. He was a student here at the Naval Academy here in Maryland, and I guess he would qualify as one of those active duty people who defied that order, and so
right. The order was the order you're referring to is the military sent out a threat to all active and retired members, saying active people may not be at this event at all, whether they're in regular civilian clothes or not. And a number of active duty people did show up in defiance of that threat, and also that retired people may not wear their uniforms. So there was a constant threat over this. No one was arrested. Was there any police harassment at all?
You know, surprisingly, there was none. Actually,
Interesting.
The police were surprisingly very helpful. They cleared the way for the formation to march down the street, and during the speeches and things there was a park police police car that was just off to the side, but other than that there was really no presence. It was kind of surprising.
You guys had your permits and everything, right?
Well,
I'm not really sure. It kind of seems like they did.
Kokesh said he did on Saturday.
Right, well, I'm just making that's the reason, you know.
Yeah. Right, you paid the gang, so...
I was also at the last Jefferson dance party, which was obviously unpermitted, and mm-hmm. the difference in the police presence was striking.
Night and day, I bet.
Yeah, yeah, certainly.
Yeah, well, the gang behaves differently when you pay them off. So
very true.
I'm glad you had a safe day. I'm glad it was successful. Hopefully there was some more media coverage of this. You said that was local media that was out there. RT was there. You said Russia Today was there. But did you notice any local D.C. media?
I didn't notice any media. I mean, the only time I had an opportunity to really take a look and see if there was any media around was not during the march. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not sure if there was anything going on during the march.
Interesting.
I guess
if that comes out, we'll find out. The after party, is that still going on, or when does that happen?
I think it's probably going on now. I wasn't able to make it.
They had several musical acts. Jordan Page was going to be there. A number mm-hmm. of other folks performing. It really sounds like they put together a good event, and I'm glad that it happened. And also, rumor had it there was somebody there passing out Free State Project information. So
I was verbally passing that information myself.
Fantastic.
I'm a participant.
Well, great. We'll hope to see you up here sooner rather than later. Are you coming up to the Liberty Forum this weekend?
Unfortunately, no. But I hope to try to make it to the Pork Fest.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up this June, I believe. Thanks for the call, Brian. Appreciate the report. And more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. Your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Mick is listening in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mick.
Hi. I was calling you about the NDAA that you brought up earlier.
Yeah, the National Defense Authorization Act.
correct. As I read the bill, it doesn't seem like it applies to U.S. citizens. And I'm wondering where you guys are getting that.
It seems, folks have said this, a couple of callers have said this, but, it seems like every major newspaper out there and most major news organizations agree that this can be used on American citizens. Now, I'm deferring
to the experts. I can't claim to understand legalese and how these bills are written.
They write these things to make it so difficult to understand them.
Well, it's not hard to understand these two sections. It specifically lays out, it says, a requirement to detain a person in military custody under this section does not extend to citizens of the United States or lawful resident alien or...
Then why did Barack Obama say that, yes, this applies to American citizens, but it won't be used against them?
Well, I don't know that he said that or when he said that, but I know that this problem was brought up, and they addressed it by adding in this section. I'm not sure when he said that because this bill was changed several times through amendment. But as it passed, Section 1023 specifically says that it does not apply to U.S. citizens.
You know, oftentimes these things will be so large and voluminous they can be hundreds of pages long, and they'll say one thing in one place and then say something entirely different in another. All I can say is that there are a lot of people that have researched this, and I haven't seen one credible person. I've had callers call in and say what you're saying.
Okay, so I'm just looking here quickly, just a little bit of research. Obviously, Wikipedia.
Sure.
Says that all persons arrested and detained according to the provisions of Section 1021, including those detained on U.S. soil, whether detained indefinitely or not, are required to be held by the U.S. Armed Forces. The law affords the option to have U.S. citizens detained by the armed forces, but this requirement does not extend to them as with foreign persons. So maybe what you're looking at is where it's telling you that it's not required that the military detain them, but there's an option there if they want to.
Right. It also says that they're not allowed to, subsection E, it says nothing in this section shall be construed to affect existing law or authority.
I'm not a lawyer, man, and the FBI. It doesn't, from what my experience is, it doesn't matter what the rules say. They do whatever they want to. And I thank you for the call tonight at 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. I wouldn't expect that to help you if they decide to go after you.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. In these remaining moments at 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733 here tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
You can take control of the airwaves. Also join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. You can do more if you'd like, but $3 a month is what we do, what we ask for. We take that $3 in, combine it with other people's $3, and spend it on promoting the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and into more internet listeners' ears as well through advertising and promotional efforts. It's, again, the AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So you can help us out with that with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with you and your calls, Ed is listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Ed, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I didn't know. I read a little article about we the people lose its followers. Around the world, you know, the Constitution's not even looked at as, you know, much freedom. Like it says here, the United States Constitution is terse and old. It guarantees relatively few rights. And it says James Madison once said every Constitution expires at the end, it says here, of 19 years because the earth belongs always to the living generation.
Well, this Madison, think? I thought it was Jefferson that said that you should have a revolution every 20 years.
Let's see, Mark, by Thomas.
You're
Jefferson,
questioning Ed.
1789 letter to James Madison. You're right, Mark. It says Thomas Jefferson in a 1789 letter to James Madison.
There you go.
Yep. Said what I said. So
Mark Edge, super genius.
Right. There you go, Mark. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, I would not look to the United States Constitution if I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012. She recommended South African Constitution, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, or the European Convention on Human Rights.
Well, I question Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not my favorite justice. And, you know, I wonder how many positive rights are ensconced in these documents that she's referring to. I'm not positive.
By positive rights, you mean like the right to health care, the right to other people's actions,
right
and
to
efforts.
Education, the right to the right to make other people work for me for free.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what she said.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
What else do you want to share, Ed?
And also, you know, you were talking about the John Turley piece, which is good, but it should always be mentioned in any of this stuff, the mass incarceration of Americans. As y'all know, we lock up more people than Russia or China. I mean, how can we, in the land of the free, you know, as you talk about, we have more people incarcerated than Russia, China.
Yep.
I mean, it is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I'll talk to y'all.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate hearing from you as always. 855-450-FREE. In fact, we were doing the 10 reasons the U.S. is not the land of the free anymore. And this is, again, from WashingtonPost.com, Jonathan Turley, the author, going through a number of different points that make the U.S. just as bad, if not worse, than places like Pakistan, China, and other less than freedom friendly places.
Making some adept comparisons.
He talks about secret evidence, how there's now routine use of secret evidence to detain people, employing secret evidence in federal military courts. It also forces the dismissal of cases against the United States by simply filing declarations. The cases would make a government reveal classified information, would then harm national security, a claim made in a variety of privacy lawsuits and largely accepted by federal judges without question. Even legal opinions, cited as the basis for the government's actions under the Bush and Obama administrations, have become classified. This allows the government to claim secret legal arguments to support secret proceedings using secret evidence.
Scary stuff.
In addition, some cases never make it to court at all.
And remember, this country was founded on what was supposed to be an open, transparent judicial system.
Trials are supposed to be public. You should be able to inspect evidence and stuff like that. The federal courts routinely deny constitutional challenges to policies and programs under a narrow definition of standing to bring a case. And as pointed out in Mark Stevens' book, Adventures in Legal Land, if you ever try to sue the government for something, most always the answer from them is going to be, well, you don't have standing, case dismissed.
It's true.
War crimes. The world clamored for prosecutions of those responsible for waterboarding terrorism suspects during the Bush administration, but the Obama administration said in 2009 that it would not allow CIA employees to be investigated or even prosecuted for those actions. This gutted not just treaty obligations, but the Nuremberg principles of international law. When courts in countries such as Spain moved to investigate Bush officials for war crimes, the Obama administration reportedly urged foreign officials not to allow such cases to proceed, despite the fact that the U.S. has long claimed the same authority with regard to alleged war criminals in other countries. Various nations, by the way.
The United States will just go around the world snatching people up. I mean, you know, they do it all the time.
Yeah, and in case you thought that Obama was in some way anti-Bush, just look at how he's been protecting Bush's administration officials.
And carrying on the policies in most cases.
There's that, too. Various nations have resisted investigations of officials accused of war crimes and torture. Some, such as Serbia and Chile, eventually relented to comply with international law. Countries that have denied independent investigations include Iran, Syria, and China. So, wasn't Iran one of the axis of evil, if I'm not mistaken, before?
Yeah.
So, therefore, the U.S. has policies similar to some of the axis of evil countries.
This is what happens. Governments grow. They get more intrusive. They want more power. They aggregate more power to themselves. They always do it in the name of truth, justice, and peace, and whatever. But they aren't organizations truly that foster these things. I mean, if you want truth, look at all the classified documents we have. Compare the amount of classified documents today to just 20 years ago, if not 40 years ago, and you'll see they're classifying a lot of things. Secrets are not conducive to truth. Justice. Well, I mean, when you see fewer than 1% of cases in the United States going to court. Finally making it to court because, you know, they've got a system set up where everybody plea bargains. And then of those cases, on the felonies, I don't have misdemeanor numbers, about one-third of them get found not guilty. I mean, really, that's justice? You're talking about less than a quarter of 1% of people are acquitted? of their charges in the United States? That's justice? You really think they're that efficient?
Well, what good would secret evidence be without secret courts? The government has increased its use of the secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which has expanded its secret warrants to include individuals deemed to be aiding or abetting hostile foreign governments or organizations. In 2011, Obama renewed these powers, including allowing secret searches of individuals who are not part of an identifiable terrorist group. The administration has asserted the right to ignore congressional limits on such surveillance. And by the way, Pakistan places national security surveillance under the unchecked powers of the military or intelligence services. Immunity from judicial review. Again, these are the 10 reasons the U.S. is no longer the land of the free. 10 reasons. There are more probably reasons than this, but just 10.
This is the one John Turley from the Washington Post came up with.
Right. Immunity from judicial review. Like the Bush administration, the Obama administration has successfully pushed for immunity for companies that assist in warrantless surveillance of citizens, blocking the ability of citizens to challenge the violation of privacy. Similarly, China has maintained sweeping immunity claims both inside and outside the country and routinely blocks lawsuits against private companies. So again, the corporations scratching the government's back and the government scratching the corporation's back.
That's what it's all about. That essentially is fascism.
Continual monitoring
by Mussolini's definition
of citizens. The Obama administration has successfully defended its claim that it can use GPS devices to monitor every move of targeted citizens without securing any court order or review. Similarly, Saudi Arabia.
You don't need no stinking papers.
Saudi Arabia has installed a massive public surveillance system, while Cuba is notorious for active monitoring of selected citizens. Extraordinary renditions. The government now has the ability to transfer both citizens and non-citizens to another country under a system known as extraordinary rendition, which has been denounced as being used in other countries such as Syria, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Pakistan to torture suspects. The Obama administration says it's not continuing the abuses of this practice under Bush, but it insists on the unfettered right to order such transfers, including the possible transfer of U.S. citizens.
It. We're not abusing it. I mean, and if you talk to any addict out there, they don't believe any drug abuser says they're not abusing.
Well, remember, the reason for the so-called extraordinary renditions is to get people out of the U.S. jurisdiction and get them in the hands of other people. So, like, you transfer them to Pakistan, you give them to some Pakistani criminals, and then they get to, you know, put whatever terrible torture devices to them that otherwise the U.S. government guys wouldn't be able to utilize.
Yeah, they do it under the guise of the CIA. They get money for it.
Right here, if you torture them, then we can get away with torturing people. Is essentially how it works.
It's kind of it.
And that is there you go. There's a little bit more that he has to say, but you can go to the Washington Post and see that. We'll put the link up over at the Free Talk Live BBS and the show prep area and be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.